Next up, we are honored to invite a dear brother of ours for a piece of poetry, an ode to Lady Zainab bint Ali alayhi salam. So let's go ahead and invite Brother Ali Murtaza from the Federal Republic of Nigeria to put forth a few words of poetry with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Sayyida Zainab bint Ali salamullah alayha. This is not just a name of a mere personality. This is a name which brings comfort to the oppressed. This is a name which gives hope to the revolutionary mind. This is a name which brings fear to the oppressors and brings strength to the oppressed. This is a name that cuts down the pillars of the tyrannic movement. This is not just a name, but a revolutionary movement. But one question is yet to be answered. Who is Zainab Salamullah Alayha? She is a woman who comes from the most exalted lineage. Her grandfather, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man who explored the springs of knowledge and wisdom on this earth, a man who founded the features of civilization and development, a man who constructed the noble society controlled by justice and law, a man who was known for his impeccable character and behavior, a man whose title goes by Khair Khalqillah, the best creatures of Allah, a man whose title goes by Al-Amin, the trustworthy, a man who was called Rahmatul Lil Alameen, a blessing for the entire world, and he is the Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the seal of the Prophet, her maternal grandmother, who was Khadija Salamullah alayha, a woman who supported Islam during its darkest days. This is a woman who was the richest and most respected lady in the whole of Makkah, but supported Islam with all her wealth to the extent her kafan wasn't enough to cover her entire body. What a level of charity. Her father, Ali alayhi salam, he is Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful. He is Asadullah, the lion of God. He is Haydar, the brave-hearted. He is Abu Turab, father of dust. He is Yadullah, the hand of God. He is Waliullah, the friend of God. He is Wasiul Rasul, the successor of the Prophet. He is Ya'sub al-Din, the chief of the religion. He is al-Sharif, the honorable. He is Baytatul Balad, the unique person. He is Hayrul Bashar, the best of humankind. This is her father. And her mother, Fatima Salamullah alayha, she was Sayyidatul Nisa'il Alameen, the chief of the women of all world. This is Al-Batul, Al-Zahra, Al-Sidqa, Al-Muhaditha, Al-Mansura, Al-Tahira, the pure, Ummu Abiha, Ummu Al-A'imma, the mother of all Imams. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And her brothers Hassan and Hussein, who goes by the title Sayyid Shawabi Ahli Jannah, the leaders of the youth of Jannah. From this great family, she inherited the highest moral standard and perseverance. She was known for her virtuous life. This is the lady who comes after her mother in virtue, high merit, peculiarity, infallibility, chastity, light, honor, and splendor. Her eloquence was sharper than the enemy's sword and cut down oppression faster than the speed of light. This was a woman who has no fear or anxiety, but rather filled with strength and courage in the face of tyranny. She was filled with fearless, not with fearlessness, not feebleness. She was filled with spiritedness, not tiredness. She was filled with braveness, not cowardliness. She was filled with boldness, not indecisiveness. She was filled with robustness, not impotence. She was filled with courageousness, not weakness. She is a model of defiance against oppression and injustice. She is Zainab Salamullah Alayha. In today's world, filled with oppression, injustice, inequity, mental and physical slavery, to break out from the shackles of this evil bondage, to liberate Al-Quds, you need to be a Zainabi. Are you a Zainabi? Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.